Unit 9, Reading 2, page 138.
Farming in many places. The population of the world has already reached 7 billion. Some experts estimate that by 2050, the world population will reach 9 billion. If this is true, we need a strategy for increasing the food supply to feed those 9 billion people. Some experts maintain that hydroponic farming could be an answer. About 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water, and about 29% of the surface is land. However, only about 10% of that land is suitable for farming. The rest of the Earth's land is in areas that are too hot or too cold for farming, or that have poor soil, not enough water, or not enough sun. Also, cities now occupy much of the land that was once farmland. However, experts believe that hydroponic farming techniques would make it possible to grow food in all of these areas. Hydroponic farming has various benefits. First, of course, is that no soil is needed. Also, greenhouses would allow food plants to grow almost anywhere in the world. Artificial lighting and climate systems inside greenhouses would allow food plants to grow throughout the year. Another benefit is that hydroponic farming uses very little water compared to traditional farming. Hydroponic systems require only about 5% of the water used in soil-based farming to produce the same amount of food. In part, this is because the water in a hydroponic system is recycled again and again. Finally, hydroponic farming could increase the nutritional value of food plants by adjusting the nutrients that the plants absorb as they are growing. A hydroponic system would make it easy for families to grow their own vegetables in a small space. The principles of hydroponics are simple, and very little special knowledge or equipment is needed to achieve success. Over half of the world's 7 billion people now live in cities. This number will grow as the world population increases. The people who live in large cities depend on food that is transported into the city from distant farms. This sometimes leads to problems. For example, often raw fruits and vegetables are not fresh after the long ride. They are expensive because the cost of transporting them is added to the price. Also, in winter, there are fewer fresh fruits and vegetables in markets. Having farms in the city would solve these problems. Hydroponics might make it possible to farm inside of cities by using a system called vertical farming. Vertical farming could be done inside city skyscrapers. Many farming experts believe that, in theory, vertical farming is possible. They suggest that old skyscrapers could become vertical farms. Each floor could be a greenhouse where vegetables and fruits could grow without soil in a hydroponic system. The light and heat on each floor could be regulated according to the time of year and the needs of certain plants. A crew of farming experts could maintain the plants. One tall skyscraper might provide as much growing space as a large farm. Vertically farmed foods would benefit people in the city by being fresh, cheap, and available all year. Is relying on hydroponics a good strategy for feeding people in the future? If so, we should begin today to teach people the principles and benefits of hydroponics.